Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Concord. My name is Marcus D. Wiley. Hey, TSU, what's up? Okay. What's up? Man, I tell you, now, this 10 o'clock, y'all a little lively. 8 o'clock, you know, it's a little different. So is this like this is a mixture church and a club crowd? I mean, no shade, because, you know, both institutions, you know, they create some of the same dynamics, you know. You got people who hang out at church like it's a club. Then you got folks who go to the club religiously. Yeah. You know, man, I could tell you, take on a little journey. Like, you go to the club, they got a thing called bouncers. Bouncers are there to maintain order. Make sure you don't sneak in without paying. You go over to the church. Church got a thing called ushers. They here to maintain order. Make sure you don't sneak out without paying your tithes and your off. Close the door. It's offering time. Lock them. You go to the church, to the club. The club have a bartender. Bartender ushers out spirits. Go to the church. Church have a praise team lead or a pastor. Ushers in the spirit. Yeah. Men try to get with women at the club. Ladies, you don't like it because a brother don't know your name, so he got to reference something you wearing to get your attention. So he got to be like, red. Red. Gucci purse. Hold up. Gucci purse. Say little PT, little ponytail. What's up? Holla at your boy. Men try to get with women at church too. They just make more of a spiritual reference. They be more like, virtuous. Something like Mary. What's up? Answer to my prayers. Girl, you must be my rib. Believe it or not, you got people who go to the club, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't dance, they don't do nothing. They just like being there. Believe it or not, you got people who come to church. They're not in the ministry, they don't participate, they don't give, they don't do nothing. They just like being here. But y'all, I'm one of them Christians, what you call, I'm free. Everybody say free. Free. I came from a church where they said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And I took that and ran with it, right? Because 8 years ago, my wife came up to me. She was like, babe, I'm pregnant, and it's yours. I was like, all right, put that on me. Okay. But we ain't know nothing about having kids. And I was at the barbershop, and a dude came up to me. He said, say, bro, here you about to have a baby. I was like, nah, my wife is. But it's like the same thing. He's like, well, you know, I work at the hospital. I was like, you the doctor? He's like, nah, I work at the hospital, and I get stuff. I'm like, you get stuff? He's like, yeah, you going to need Pampers. You going to need milk. I work at the hospital, and I get stuff. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. How much? He said, give me $100. Concord Church in my garage, stacked from the floor to the ceiling, were boxes of diapers and milk. Here's where I went wrong. One Sunday after church, I took one of these other Christians that's not free home with me. We go through the garage. He see all the boxes. He like, man, what's all these boxes? I said, pimp, that's milk and diapers. He said, man, I bet you spent an arm and a leg on all that. I said, uh-uh, $100. Dude at the barbershop hooked me up. Here he go, boy, that's stealing. That man stole that stuff, and you got your baby drinking this stolen milk. Your baby could drink this milk and die. He gonna kill my baby. But that's how they act when they not getting blessed. Something always wrong with your blessing. And them type of Christians don't even read the Bible, because somewhere in there it say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And I'm just trying to see how you gonna get the wicked's wealth if you don't know nobody wicked. Some of y'all praying for a flat screen, you better go to the barbershop. All right, Sal, y'all good?
Oh, yes. You want a big screen? Go on out to the barbershop. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Oh, yes. We're back. We're back. We're so excited and delighted to be back on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man. I am in the building. Amanda will be in shortly. She's coming in from a graduation dinner. We want to thank all you guys that join us every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, it's been a running day, a blessed day all day long. We've been going since sunup. Man, we have had a big impactful day on today. I want to thank all you guys that follow this great network and follow this show. Amanda should be coming in the studio in just a few minutes. She we had a couple of graduations we did on today, man, and then we did she did the graduation dinner, so she should be here shortly. But until the end, I want to thank all of you that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, coming in on the network. Pull up around the network. It's comedy night. It's comedy night over here on the E-Man After Show. Yeah, man, that was Marcus D. Wiley. You know, guys, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and he did this comedy skit over at the Concord Missionary Baptist Church down here in Dallas, Texas. Man, we want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight. Hope you have had a blessed day and a marvelous day. Man, we are doing comedy night. Man, this is graduation season. I tell you, this is graduation season, and boy, look at here. We have did two graduations today, and I did one graduation dinner. Amanda went in and filled in on the last graduation dinner, so she should be in here shortly. But we want to thank you guys for coming in on the phone lines and coming in on the network. Listen, if you want to follow We Talk Radio Network, you can always follow us over here at www.wetalkradio.com. We would love for you guys to join us, because we're on all social media. You can find us over there on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Spotify, all those great different platforms that We Talk Radio Network can be heard. I just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor show. We had a great show over there. We did comedy night. Man, it's laugh out loud night. You know why? Because we always want to give you something to de-stress. And tonight is a de-stress night. It's Christian comedy. We want you guys to pull up around the radio, those of you that's relaxing and getting ready to actually wind down your night, or we're in different time zone, or wherever you are streaming in on tonight, wherever you're logged in on tonight. We want you to pull up around the radio, because we're going to laugh out loud tonight. It's comedy night. Listen, we have a YouTube channel. If you guys want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can always go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment, but if you want to subscribe, you always can hit that subscribe button and find out all the great things that's going on over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk, we listen, and we take action. I want to appreciate all of you that follow the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis, Miss Kia D. I want to shout out to you. You can join her show on tomorrow night. Miss Kia D got a great show. It's called Kia D Unplugged. It's at 8 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is a great show. It's a grown folks show. Man, you don't want to miss that show. She have hot topics, great music, great conversation. So join her tomorrow night around about 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a lot of great things that's coming up around We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the family, all of you guys that make up this great network. Understand we're getting ready to do a live broadcast. I heard you, Miss Kia D, on your show. Yeah, we're doing a live broadcast coming up pretty soon. Man, we're going to be back out there in the community. We got a lot of great things happening for you in 2023. Man, I tell you, it's a lot going on. But it is graduation season. Shout out to all the young people that's going to your proms. You know, a few weeks ago, me and Amanda had an opportunity to go to about three prom send-offs. And this weekend, we had an opportunity to attend two graduations. And next weekend, we got some graduations that we're attending. Why? Because we're in graduation season. And, man, I tell you, the energy in this arena today was just phenomenal because, you know, times have changed. And it's not like it used to be. Man, times have changed, and we're living in different times. And those of you that's looking for life to be back normal, it's never going to be back the same. After the pandemic, everything changed. So you're not going to get a normalcy. If you're looking for that, what it used to be, you're not going to find that no more. The reason why I say that, because as I sit in these graduations today, it was really the energy in the graduations, because a lot of them young folk and a lot of their parents was crying because they talked about some of their classmates getting shot and getting killed and losing life to COVID. And man, it was just powerful to see all of those young people getting their diplomas. And seemed like each and every one of them, each class was about 300 students graduating today. In each class, I guarantee you, every one of them was emotional. If they were receiving their, it was powerful because every one of them were receiving their a diploma. And man, they was crying. Some of them was shouting on the stage, you know, because we don't really know what they had to go through to get to where they had to get to. Even all the ones that graduated with honor and those ones that spoke, they talk about, one young lady talked about her being homeless. And one young lady was talking about her mother going on and passing on. And just they were sharing some of the struggles that they was going through. But it was powerful because, you know, it was a lot of energy in the room. Expectations was high. It was in a beautiful facility. Man, it wasn't no tragedy, wasn't no shootings going on. And so we just really celebrated on today. So I want to shout out to Miss Jamaria Hill and to Jamela's Prince. Them are Amanda's nieces and nephews. And man, we celebrated them today. We was honored to be there on today. And those of you that know anything about the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where we broadcast this show out of, You know about South Oak Cliff, South Oak Cliff Golden Bears. They the state champions 2 years in a row. How about that, South Oak Cliff? And it was Wilma Hutchinson High School. So Wilma Hutchinson and South Oak Cliff, they graduated today. And them, man, them was some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful graduations. And so to all the parents that showed up and to all everyone that was there, kudos to you, because them young folk, they was excited being able to walk across the stage. Because why? Everybody has been dealing with a whole lot just in these last few years since COVID-19. But tonight, man, we're giving you comedy night. We really try to give you a de-stressor or give you something to relieve the tension and the stress and get things off your mind. And one of the ways we do that is through music and through comedy. And tonight is Christian comedy. And, man, we're going to sit back and we're going to laugh out loud. And shout out to all the mothers. Let me do a little recap from last Sunday night. Last Sunday night was Mother's Day. And I had a guest co-host, Fenshawn. She co-hosted with me last Sunday night on the E-Man After Show. Shout out to you, Fenshawn, if you're listening on the other side. And to all of you that's listening, all the mothers that call in, shout out to you if you're a single mother, a mother, even if you're a dad mother. Because, you know, it's a lot of dads as mothers just as well, because they have custody of their kids and they're raising their kids. And shout out to you. Shout out to all the mothers, because it was Mother's Day. We still want to give you your flowers while you yet live. I'm in the big chair tonight. Mandy should be coming in the studio shortly. She's on her way here. We did some graduations today, and then we did some graduation dinner. I made one of them, and I had to rush to do the Mandy the Mentor show. Victoria and Mandy was out over on the Mandy the Mentor show. Mandy's on our way to the studio now. Hopefully she'll make it before the show is over with. But tonight we're hanging out. We're doing comedy night on tonight. Don't forget at 9:35 we got Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. You know, you want to be encouraged with some good word and some great word with something to lay down and sleep on tonight that's positive in your psyche. You want to listen to Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. Man, we want to appreciate him, all that he's doing. I had an opportunity to talk to him, understand his son was in a car accident and actually broke his neck. An 18-wheeler hit him and broke his neck, but in talking to Fred Bell, he's doing great. The surgery went well. He's back at home now. Man, God is good. So we'll talk to Fred Bell about that with shortly. But we see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. We want to appreciate all of you that follow this great network and follow the E-Man after show. Man, it's graduation season. The graduation season is up on us, and boy, I tell you, listen, people are graduating everywhere, all around the world, all around the globe. You know, whatever city you in, salute these young people, man, because I tell you, they are walking across the street, getting their diploma, and you definitely want to be a support of that. But listen, I got to take a break. When we come back out of this break, man, we shall continue our conversation. We're doing some comedy. Man, back over there at 2018, I think it was May 2018, I did MegaFest. We did MegaFest, and we had our good friend, Mr. Steve Harvey. He did Don't Trip, God Ain't Through With Me Yet. It was a great comedy show that we had at MegaFest. So let's try to bring Steve Harvey in here. Let's do some comedy tonight, and we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
I've been going to church all my life. I know something about it now. And it's just some things I wish they stopped doing up at the church. That's all. And you probably do too, but y'all scared to say it because you members and all this here. Well, I ain't a member there, so I pretty much say what I don't like going down at the church. I got a couple of things I wanted to talk with y'all about since it's just us. That's concerning me about the church. Some stuff I wish they stopped doing. And here they go. For those of you that's got them bad kids, I'm talking about the ones that you can't do nothing with at your house. Stop bringing them kids to church, dropping them off at the baby Bible school, and then turn around, walk out like you don't know what's finna happen. You know good and well them little rowdy, evil little hell-bound kids is finna tear that Bible school up. Soon as you walk out, it ain't even a Bible school no more. It's a juvenile detention center. Here's something else at the church I wish y'all would stop doing. Just because it's the testimonial portion of service don't necessarily mean you got to talk. Try to wait on something meaningful or miraculous to happen in your life before you jump up to testify. You ever just, I used to go to church and people just testify about the stupidest little mess. You know, God big, God do miracles. Why do you want to hear this little bitty thing that happened to you today? You know, I was at Payless Shoes the other day. And I bought a pair of shoes, and I got them shoes home, and you know, Lord, I just ain't want them shoes no more. So I took them shoes back down to the Payless, and Lord Jesus, I had my receipt, and Lord, they give me all my money back. Glory, hallelujah. That ain't a testimony. That's a stole policy. Here's another thing I wish they stopped doing at the church. If you got a weak bladder, stop sitting in the middle of the row. You know you got to go all the time. Sit in the overfill room. Sit over there by the bathroom door. Stop sitting in the middle of the row. Now you got to get up 8-9 times. You know you wide, cutting through the aisle, knocking everybody's hat off. You wiping women's lipstick off. Just talking about some things I wish y'all would quit doing. This one is for the pastor. I just want to do something for the pastor. If you go to the hospital, members, I'm talking to members now. If you go to the hospital and you got over 10,000 members at your church, stop expecting the pastor to come visit you. He ain't got time for that. Plus, you're in there all the time anyway. Don't nobody want to keep come seeing about you. You're sick all the time because you got a weight problem. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. Now, you want the pastor come see you because you got an abscess on your tooth. That's because you eat too much. Oh, okay. All right. I'll keep it moving. I see what's happening right now. Let's just get on over there by the choir then. I got something for the choir. Here's for the choir members. Stop taking off all your clothes and then slipping your robe on. Now you get out there and you done forgot. Now you get happy and your robe all up over your head. Hard for me to explain to my 8-year-old son why your drawers is wedged up in the crack of your butt. I ain't got to explain that to my boy sitting at the church. Daddy, how come she got holes in her legs? Listen to me. It's hard to explain cellulite to an 8-year-old. I'm just telling you, you're wrong. Here's another one I wish y'all would stop doing. If you go to church just once a month, there are those of us who go just once a month, try to go on communion, you know, figure that'll get us in. Here's what I hate. When the tray come around and it's communion, stop letting your fingers touch all the crackers. You moving them out the way, shuffling, trying to find a big one. This ain't no meal. This is a holy ritual. Now you done got a handful of them. You gonna go to hell. Oh, you believe that? You gonna go to hell.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is. It's WeTalkRadio.com, We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. It's comedy night over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight. We're doing Christian comedy on tonight. That was our good friend Steve Harvey. Remember when he did that back in 2018 when we had the opportunity to I worked that particular Mega Fest out in Atlanta, and he did that whole bit Don't trip, God ain't through with me yet. It was an awesome comedy night we had out there. And so tonight, we just giving you a stress buster, giving you something to laugh off of and to and sit back and enjoy yourself. Remember, at 9:35, we got Encouragement for the Soul with Deacon Fred Bell. We want you guys to enjoy that and lay down on some good word on tonight, because this is what we want to do over here on the E-Man After Show. You know, a lot of us deal with a whole lot that's going on in this world today, and we want to give you some great laughter. We want to give you some great fun, you know, through comedy and all of these Christian comedians I've had the opportunity to work with or you know, be in their midst. And so we want you guys to keep it locked and just sit around the radio tonight, the We Talk Radio Network, the E-Man After Show, because we're going to laugh out loud tonight. You know, laughter is a medicine. Laughter will heal you. A lot of you are uptight. A lot of you are sick because you stressed and you keeping stuff in and you don't know how to release. And so one of the ways that we want you guys to let a lot of that stress go is just to laugh out loud. Just because I remember, man, growing up as a young man, I'm 62 years old now, growing up as a young man, I can remember they used to have this little device called, it was a laughing box. Man, you would touch this little button and this little box, boy, that box would get the laughing. I don't care what you was dealing with. If you were sick in the hospital, whatever you was dealing with, you would end up laughing out loud. Why? Because that box, boy, way they designed that box, that box got so tickled till you got tickled. But what they realized back then, that was good therapy. That was healing medicine. And so what comedy does, comedy comes to relieve stress. And we're living in a different time now where everybody's taking comedy too seriously. They can't joke. They jokes, ladies and gentlemen. They for fun. They to relieve stress. Yeah, they being transparent and dealing with the stuff that we're dealing with today. But a lot of people don't realize that comedy will heal you. And that's all we're doing tonight. We're sitting back laughing out loud. Man, we have had a blessed day on today, an impactful day. Mandy's on her way to the studio. Listen, we have had a blessed day, an impactful day. Today we did too. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I think Mandy's coming in now. We had two graduations. And listen, we did church this morning. Boy, I tell you, our pastor, Bishop Jakes, he said a word on today. Then we had to rush out, and we did two graduations. Those of you that know anything about Texas and Dallas, Texas, man, we, Mandy's niece and nephew, one graduated from Wilma Hutchins, and one graduated from South Oak Cliff High School. Shout out to South Oak Cliff High School, Golden Bears. They the champion for 2 years in a row, and shout out to Shamaria Hill and to Jamela's Prince. They graduated on today. We did a graduation at 12. Then we had to turn around and do another one at 3:30. Then we had two graduation dinners. I did one dinner and rushed out to do the Mandy the Mentor show. Mandy's on her way from the second dinner, and so she should be in here shortly. I think I heard somebody coming in. And so we want all you guys around the network just to sit back, because we're laughing out loud tonight. We're having fun. Man, we have had an impactful weekend. Those of you that know, Mandy did her master class on yesterday. It was off the chain. Mandy has an organization. It's called Mandy the Mentor International, and she did her second master class, which is called Woman in the Mirror Master Class 2. And I want to shout out to Miss Minister Karen Julie out of South Africa. She did that class over there on Zoom. Shout out to all of you that joined that class. It was a full class. People was chimed in all over from South Africa, from everywhere chimed in, and it was a beautiful class. And to Minister Karen, she talked about hope. And I kid you not, she was talking about hope. And since on yesterday, I've heard three people talk about hope. They talked about it at the graduation. The preacher that preached that did the graduation today, he prepared the young people to keep hope alive. Don't give up on your dream. Don't listen. Why? Because we have all come through some tragedies and some traumas. And man, I tell you, as I watched them young people on today, we want you guys to keep the hope. And I want to shout out to Miss Karen that may be listening out of South Africa on tonight. What a beautiful job. And man, we just have had a busy, blessed weekend. This is, we are up on graduation season. We're in graduation season. And so if you got any young person that's graduating, a cousin, a nephew, a niece, a son, a daughter, make sure you attend their graduation because times are different. The norm is over. If you're looking for things to go back to normal, it's not going back to normal. We, you know, normalcy is over with. We are in a different time now. Life is different. You're not going to get it. Since COVID-19, if you're thinking things are going back to normal, they're not. So you got to, I think my pastor just, I know, he just wrote this book called, I ain't got his book in front of me, but I'll get the book here in a minute. But listen, Disruptive Thinking, that's the name of the book. It's Disruptive Thinking, and so all of our lives have been disrupted since COVID-19, and a lot of people are trying to call what they call get back to normal. Normalcy is no more. Why? Because we're losing people left and right through COVID, through shootings, all kind of stuff is going on. But you got to change your mindset and get to where we are today. And man, I tell you, as we did these graduations, as I was streaming the room and just looking around the arena today, the energy was real, real high. The energy was high for both graduations. They were some great graduations. Wasn't no shooting, wasn't no Trump, wasn't nothing going on. But every child that got a diploma on today, man, they was crying. A couple of them started shouting on the stage because we don't know what these young people went through. A lot of the ones that got honors, that they honored, you know, they graduated with high honors and valedictorians. They was talking about one young lady shared how she was homeless and she lost her parents during COVID and she was homeless and going back and forth and how people came together to bring her in. And one young man, he got his diploma. He just started praising God and shouting. Why? Because they recognized life is not what it used to be. Why? Because they was talking about some of their friends got killed before they graduated. They were supposed to graduate, but they end up losing their lives. And so the energy in the graduations that me and Mandy attended today, it was high, but it was beautiful. Parents was crying and everybody was crying because they seen their child through this year. And so no matter who you are on the network, we see you guys on the network. The phone lines are lit up. Listen, if you got any family member that's graduating, make sure we got another great. My niece is graduating on this weekend, this coming up weekend. We got another graduate. We got two graduations this weekend we got to do. And so we're trying to do these graduations to support these young people because you don't know what's going on in their head. You know, some have committed suicide. Some have been in car wrecks. And I was talking to our good friend Deacon Fred Bell on last night. You know, understood his son was in a car accident and broke his neck, but he's back at home doing good now. And we'll talk to Fred Bell about that shortly. But yeah, we talked to him for a while last night and his wife, and we want to continue to lift him up in prayer as his son recover. He's doing great, but he got a segment coming up here in about 3 or 4 more minutes. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell, and we want you guys to stay, you know, keep it locked for that. That's going to bless your heart. And then we're just laughing out loud tonight. All we want to do is to laugh out loud and just to have a great time. And so you guys can release stress. Shout out to my co-host on last Sunday night, Miss Franchon. She hung out with me. She sat in with me because Mandy was out on last Sunday night. And I tell you, listen, I tell you, it's a lot going on, but Mandy is still be here in the studio. But listen, we got a segment that we're getting ready to do. We're going to laugh out loud. It's coming tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. Man, we have had a blessed weekend. We have had a busy weekend. We got a lot going on, but God has been faithful and good to each and every one of us. Thank all you guys on the network tonight that's hanging out with us on the network tonight. We want to appreciate you. But listen, let's do our segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. And listen, we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Do you believe in miracles? In 1980, the United States hockey team played the Russian national hockey team in the Olympics, and the United States won because nobody thought that the United States could beat the Russian team. And Al Michaels said it was the miracle on ice. And sometimes we have seen miracles. The first miracle that God performed in the Bible was turning water into wine. And as we read the Bible, we see where God performed many miracles. He made the lame walk. He made the blind see. He even fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and had 12 baskets of food left over. But when we look at miracles today, sometimes we don't believe that God performed the miracle. But I'm here to tell you tonight that each and every time you look in the mirror, you are the miracle that God has performed. Because God has brought you through so many things. He brought you through drug addiction. He brought you through prison. He brought you from being an idolater, meaning you worship other things besides him. You worship the house. You worship the car. You even worship your wife and you worship the kids before you worship God. But God brought us from all those things and brought us into him. So we are living miracles because we've been sick and God has healed us. We've been broke and God has given us money. We even been hungry and God has fed us. But yet and still, sometimes we don't believe that we are the miracle, but we are a blessing because we are a miracle to speak God's word. We are his mouthpiece. We should go out in the world and profess our faith in Christ because we have to continue to carry on his word. Because when people see us, they see the miracle that they can become also through Christ. So let no one stop you from performing your miracle on them, meaning giving a word to them, comforting them, just letting them know that they are something, because we are all something in Christ. And what we are a miracle, because we were created by his hand, by his word, by his breath. So each and every day that we go out, let us understand that we are the miracle that Christ has made. So when you look in the miracle, in the mirror, you say, I am a miracle, and I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to go out and show someone what Christ has done. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired. With encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt.
while we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Hey, we know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, 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 Lord, we need you.
All right, good looking crowd. First time in Utah. Yeah. It's very white. White people, let me share something with y'all. Y'all may not know. White people, y'all like to whisper the race of the person that you're talking about. It all just happened to me one time. It was like, hey, you know, Mike Goodwin's going to be there. The black guy. He's like, why are you whispering? That is not a secret. People give me a hard time because of my appearance. This is how I typically dress. People are like, Mike, why are you always so dressed up? I'm like, I'm not dressed up. This is just police repellent. I'm just saying I never fit the description, you know. Officer pulled me over. He was like, is that a cardigan you got on? I want you to slow down, sir. I'm excited to be in the West. I'm from South Carolina. I'm from a town, Camden, South Carolina. From the South. I tell people wherever I go, I'm from the South with an F and not a TH. For the South. One thing about Southerners, we have the unique ability to just make up words. You know, it's in our DNA. We say words like fin to and fixin'. What it happened was, that's one word right there. That's one type of word. Matter of fact, my favorite word is a made-up word. It's five syllables. One word. What you're not going to do. Yeah, my mother said that a lot when I was growing up. My mother said stuff like, what you're not going to do is keep running in and out of this house. That's what you're not going to do. What you're not going to do is stand in front of that refrigerator and hold that door open. Little boy. That's what you're not going to do. Y'all can use it at your job. You know, you go to work, you got that coworker that's always asking you questions before you get settled. You're like, what you're not going to do is come in here and ask me questions before I turn on my computer. That's what you're not going to do. That's what you're not going to do. We're unique in the South. We love nicknames in the South. I realize there's some people I've been knowing my entire life. I don't know their real names. My brother called me the other day. He said, hey, man, you know Mark Davis's mom passed away. Like, I don't know Mark Davis, man. He's like, thank you, man. Thank you, mama passed. I was like, why you ain't say that from the start? I need to give Stank a call. You know, I think white dudes have the coolest nicknames. I really do. Because white dudes' nicknames go with them their entire life. White dudes have nicknames like Rusty, Skip, Chip. Like your nickname could be Chip. You could be the CEO of a bank. You could have Chip on your business cards. The brothers can't do that. Pookie can't be a branch manager at the bank. You don't trust your money with Pookie. You're like, right this way, Dr. Junebug will see you. I'm like, no, he will not. What you're not going to do is have me in a room with a Dr. Junebug. That's thank you, Mama Doc, but I'm not going to him. That's not, So I've noticed this in the South. They're building a lot of new homes and subdivisions, but in some of the titles of the neighborhoods, they have the word plantation. I don't know about you. I can't live on a plantation. We tried that already one time. That didn't work out quite so well. I was at the Parade of Homes with my wife. They had something in the window I wasn't familiar with. So I asked my wife, I said, hey, what are those called? She said, oh, those are called plantation shutters. I was like, I guess we won't be getting any of those. The word plantation makes me shudder. So y'all ain't got no freedom blinds up in here? No, I have a dream drapes. Y'all have any?
Peace. This is Coretta Bell, and you are listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. It's comedy night. Man, we're sitting back laughing and having a good time. We're laughing out loud. Mandy done made it back in the studio.
Yes.
Hey?
Oh, yeah.
She's back. Man, we have had an impactful day. I've been sharing with the listeners and all of you on the network and on the phone lines tonight. Let them know, man, we have had an impactful day, just a long day.
It has been great.
Yes, but it's Laugh Out Loud. We're doing some comedy on tonight just to relieve some stress. Shout out to Deacon Fred Bell. Hope you guys enjoyed the segment that he did on tonight. Want to appreciate him and all that he's doing. But you made it back, huh?
I made it back in the studio.
Yes. You're tired?
You know what? No, I will rest tonight. Let me just say that.
Back up off your mic a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It's been an impactful day. I was sharing with the listeners. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, I was talking about the graduations we attended today. We did two graduations today.
And we did.
I was talking about the energy in these graduations.
Yes. I mean, it was just so beautiful. So beautiful. Both the graduations were great. I love the energy as well, E-Man, and I love just the excitement of the kids. You know, the excitement. I guess they've been through a lot. I've heard. I heard one of the. I think she was the valedictorian.
Yes,
she was stating that it had been a stressful year.
Right.
And I remember my nephew and my niece both, you know, stating that it had been stressful.
Right.
So I know that they're happy. All the children are happy. I know, I just know it was a joyous day today.
Right. And that's what I've been sharing to those. And we got two graduations going on next week. And that's why I was sharing.
Woo.
Yeah, Lordy, it's graduation season.
Dinners, graduation dinners, and all type of stuff going on.
Yes, and so, but through it all, you know, I was also sharing with them about your master class and Miss Karen Judith. She was talking about hope on yesterday.
Yes.
And Kids You Not Today, they was talking about the same thing.
Right.
Why? Because people are losing hope because, you know, the world as we know it, it'll never be back normal since the pandemic. And I think people are trying in their fight night minds to make things come back to normal, but normalcy is where it used to be, it'll never be again. And so you got to find some type of way of relieving stress, coping, and learning how to deal with the what we would call new today.
Right.
And everybody's maneuvering, because, man, as I was watching them young people and just, you know, looking at the arena and strolling the arena and just looking around at parents, them kids was emotional. They was receiving their diplomas, how they was crying out, how the young man started shouting on the stage.
Yes.
Listen, he held the whole lineup, didn't he?
He really did, and he was crying. Like, when he made it back to his seat,
yeah,
he was crying. Like, and I was just thinking, we don't know what these, some of these children had to go through to walk across that stage, what challenges they were facing, you know.
Right,
we
right.
don't know that, and I mean, we were rejoicing with him, though. We were in heart, you know. We went, you know, he did his dance, but we were connected. But I love it, and I love the second graduation, South Oak Cliff, which is SOC for some of you guys that are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I love the way that the principal and all of the pretty much overseers, they really reiterated the Lord, you know. They talked about how good God is, you know, and they were really encouraging the children. And they even went and certain ones were stating things that were said about their school, you know, but they were talking about how high of a graduation rate that they have, you know, and how these children test scores had been elevated and all these different things, you know. And I thought it was absolutely beautiful, you know, just how they were really encouraging our youth on today.
Yes, and so it was so powerful, you know, to sit there and listen, and a lot of that because what they're, you know, everything has changed, you know. That's why I keep saying things are not normal, but because what they integrated in the graduations that I've seen so far, they somewhat integrating spirituality into it, where normally you will have a baccalaureate. You know, some of the schools have baccalaureates where they go and they do all of that, but they did that in the graduations today, giving messages and little short sermonettes and a lot of encouragement because of the times that we're living in.
Right.
And like you're saying, when you're sitting there watching these kids on stage and watching these families and watching these parents, and somebody child didn't make it.
That's right.
You know, you looked around the room, some of them kids didn't graduate. Some of them lost their classmates to tragedy, to death. And one young lady was talking about, you know, through COVID and all of that, and losing a mother. She was homeless.
Yes.
I mean, it was the energy was high today.
It was so, was. It was just so touching. Mm-hmm. And I do want to make this point. With all of the changes in the world and all of the offense, right, and with the world coming, the world is being formed to be a one-world religion. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful for me to see that how openly the faith was expressed in the Lord, right? Without worrying about offense and things of that nature, because the way the world is structured now and where we're going, we already know we're going to the one world religion. This is why this is why everybody, we have to be careful about what you say, offense, all this extra crazy stuff. I just love the fact that it was stated, and it was unapologetically stated today. And it was not, and we know it wasn't to offend, but it was genuine, right? But it was stated, and you could just really feel the words behind what was being said, and nobody mouthed today was being muffled, because you have a lot of people in the education systems and different organizations, systems, and things of that nature. They're very skeptical to speak out about these things now, and so I just love the openness. And I say that because it wasn't a religious organization. Now, if it was a religious organization, you expect that from religious.
Right.
So we had different people from all different walks of life, different backgrounds, but irregardless of that, they were still giving God praise.
And I absolutely
love that.
And you know why? Because that was, at the end of the day, no matter what religion we practice, life situations have affected everyone.
Right.
So what I saw today is people, everybody that I've been through so much, and Tia, everybody's looking for some positive.
Yes.
Everybody's wanting something good. I mean, I was sharing earlier, there was no tragedies, there was no shooting,
right,
there was no fightings. Each graduation was real, real honorable today,
and it was
powerful. And so if you know, the powers to be allowed them to go forth in practicing their faith on today, it was amplified. And really, at the end of the day, I don't think no one had nothing to say, because there's been so much going on.
So much. and that's really what I'm getting to. That was much needed,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It was really needed. And a lot, you could just really feel. I just felt like the students were loved. I feel like a lot of love was being poured out.
I ain't seen so much crying and emotion. I mean, because, you know, like I say, it's not normal anymore now.
Right.
You know, a lot of times you used to get your diploma, people just hot. I mean, we had a few of them sitting on the stage, but they was excited too.
Yes.
And doing their own thing. But I'm talking about the emotion of I made it.
Yes.
The emotions that you don't really know what it took for me to make it.
Yes.
You don't know if I was homeless. You don't know if I had nothing to eat. And so the emotion that I've seen with the students and the parents, it's like, man, it's like, you know, wonder what they done went through, you know, because that's why, you know, the energy was so high, because you can tell in the room it was a lot of struggle. It's been people being buried. Then we keep looking at all these shootings, parents looking at their child walk off stage. You know, millions didn't make it, but their child did.
And then when you think about it, some of these children, these children, they had to learn through COVID. Virtual learning, schools closing down.
Right.
You're still expected to keep your GPA up. All these different things. And today was the day. Mm-hmm. And you could just feel it in the room. You could feel the excitement, but you can also feel that there were some that was reminiscing because they knew the path that they had to walk down.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. Men that have made it into the building. She did our last graduation dinner. She done made it in, brought me something to eat. But this is comedy night. It's comedy night. We're going to sit back and listen to a couple of more comedy skits, and then we're going to wrap this show up. I want to thank all of you guys that have joined us on tonight.
Thank you.
Man, it's been just a great day. It's been just marvelous. And so shout out to Samaria Hill and to Jamela's Prince.
Yeah.
Those of you know South Oak Cliff, which they call it Sock, and Wilma Hutchins. We did their graduation today. But until then, let's go back into some comedy, and we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
All right now.
You're listening to The Sound.
How many of y'all mamas? How many mamas in the place? Mama stuck with me though, because you know I ain't always do, you know, Christian comedy. You know, I start off on the other side. I believe I see a few witnesses. You know, I start out on the other side, but Mama stuck with me, you know, she stuck with me. She supported me until I came and brought it on in. But you know, every time, you know, they had a revival, she was trying to invite me on in, trying to get me real saved. You know. Yeah. Because, you know, I was that kind of saved. You know, I was saved, but there's some stuff I was still trying to hold on to. You know that kind of saved. You be saved, but not quite delivered. There it is. That's where I was, you know. So every time they had revival, Mama invite me out. Baby, what you doing this week? I said, I'm working every night. She said, you must have heard about the revival. I said, yes, ma'am, they had it on the radio. She said, oh, okay. Oh, you in town? I said, yes, I'm in town. Okay, then. She said, well, what time you get finished? I said, I get finished around 10. She got me. She said, well, you know, we still be in service. Won't you just stick your head in the door? I said, okay, Mama. You know, you got to please Mama. So I tried to get to the church. You know, he's about 12. But, you know, I'm trying to get there for the catfish dinner. Because the mother's boy did not play. You can get 3 pieces of catfish, coleslaw, and spaghetti for $3. And the sweet tea was free. So, you know, I'm trying to get the catfish dinner. I get to the church midnight, right? I see the lights still on. I said, well, maybe they're getting ready to have a benediction. Honey, I walk in that church, people running around in circles, jumping over pews. The preacher hadn't even got up yet. These folks ain't ready to go nowhere. I said, I'm going to wait them out. So I go, I sit on the back pew. I'm going to wait them out. I sit right here until they finish. The preacher got up. Y'all sat down. Stop the music. Stop that music. Y'all sat down. Come here, baby. Now, I'm on the back row, but I do like everybody else. Ooh. He said, you that just come in. Come here, daughter. Come here. I'm walking down there, I'm like, Lord, hammer. I said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired. Please don't let that man knock me down. I get down there, and true enough, he had a word from God. So he told me what God had. But evidently, God didn't tell him what I said. So before I knew, I was on the floor. And y'all, I promise, a lady out of nowhere just came and threw some cover over me. I said, well, all right, then, all right. And then another lady came, and for no reason at all, she just started fanning me. So I told her, appreciate it. Because I went on ahead and took me a nap. Now, that's what I call resting in the Lord. Honey, when I woke up, church was over. But nobody there was me and them two ladies. And they just walking by me. God is really doing the work on her. I turned over. I said, yes, he is. Been shouting. I mean, you sure enough feeling the spirit. You have been shouting. You was getting ready to run down the aisle, and you saw somebody big coming down the aisle. You're like, oh, no. I think I'll take this route right now. This look a little safer. Now, you know, the ushers will look out for you, don't they? They may sit on nothing happen to you. I don't shout unless I got an usher with me. I feel the spirit. I'll be like, oh, hold on. Can I get an usher over here, please? Yeah, I feel the spirit. Thank you, baby. Watch my purse over, too. Us is going to look out for her. They will look out. Say, I'll crump. You know, I'll crump for Christ. So what I did, I got me a job at the church because I figured that would give me an incentive. What is it, baby? Yeah, that's it. A reason to be there on a regular basis. So I started playing the drums in the church, you know what I'm saying? Because that came easy to me. I was already a little tomboy, so you know I played the drums. And it was easy because I played doing testimony service. Y'all know all them songs go to the same beat anyway. Only problem I had when the older women like to make up their own songs. And then get mad at me because I can't keep up with them. I'm like, hey now, you the one over there freestyling. You the only one in here know the words. So hold on, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute. Hold on, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute. And you're like, she is making this up. And my grandmama, she just remixed Jesus on the main line. I know y'all know the traditional version. Go, Jesus on the main line. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Jesus on the main line. Oh, call him up and tell him. You go, Grandma. Oh, 569 him. And you know, when they testified, they explained the song that they made up. He said, you know, Jesus might call you. But you might not be there. But don't worry, all you gotta do is start 69 him back to see where he was. Your mama think he lost it, I don't know. Now, y'all know how preachers, they be preaching, and then after they preach, they fall into like a prophetic anointing, and they can just start prophesying to anybody. This preacher did that, he finished preaching, he's calling people like, give me, you. So it ended up being like 20 people in the line. And I was first, you know, I was sitting closer to the front, so I ended up first in the line. He was standing there, he was prophesying to me. He was like, look at me, baby. He kept saying, look at me, baby, look at me. But it was hard. I don't know what was going on with him. I don't know if he just ate an onion garlic sandwich. It was, you know, it's hard to stare something like that in the face, you know. And I was trying, I was like, okay. But I wanted to be submissive, so I was looking at him. Let me move my hair so y'all can see my face. And you know, you trying to look at that, you know, face it on, you know, my eyes start tearing up. So, you know, once you blink, that's it. You know, tears are rolling down my face. But the altar workers didn't have a clue. They said, ooh, she is really receiving. She is really receiving. I'm like, yeah, but y'all don't know what. And I'm not a selfish person. I mean, I stood there and I took it like a woman of God. I stood strong. But I didn't want these people behind me to go through what I was going through. So I began to seek wisdom. I said, now how can I let this man know what's going on without causing a scene, without embarrassing anybody? I said, I got to let him know. These folk might can't take it like I can take it. And it came to me. I ain't gonna say where it came from, but it came to me. We all talking about God told me. It came to me. I said, I'm gonna tell him in another language. So when he finished prophesying to me, something stopped and said, now, baby, now. So I told him, I said, tick tack, tick tack, tick tack. Tick tack, tick tack, tick tack. Peppermint. Do it right now. Do it right now. Dip in. Cut in. Oh, do it right now. Please do it right now.
And my mother used to whoop me for 3 days. And she said, and then after she finished, she said, now dry it up before I give you something to cry for. What was the last 70, 80 hours about? I had me running around the house singing songs like this. Oh, she touched me.
Yeah, Lord.
Now I'm a comedian. Some people say there's no reason to have laughs in the church. We're supposed to be serious. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible says to everything there's a season, time to every purpose. I thank God in these next few months we get a chance to laugh. Now people who don't like to laugh, they are what I call flowing in the pathetic. I didn't say the prophetic. I said the pathetic. Because they try to act like they're really deep. But they're really not that deep. Let me give you an example of somebody that's flowing in the pathetic, how they float. They'll tell you something that everybody already knows. Play something soft and meditational. I know the word is meditational, but I'm flowing in the pathetic. I'm going to act like I'm deep, but I'm really not. You might have somebody pathetic right on your rug. Somebody in the pathetic, they'll look real deep. And they tell you something, please play meditationally. They look at you and tell everybody something we already know. They say, you know what? This just came in my spirit. And they always have to, gotta have that look like something stink in the room. They be like, And then they say something that everybody already knows. And then they act like everybody should be slain. They say this, they be like, hallelujah. The Lord just told me to tell you, tomorrow is Friday. Nah. I grew up in church all my life. My father's a pastor. My father before him was a pastor. All of my uncles were preachers. I'm talking preachers. Even the dogs in our neighborhood could preach. I'm saying, we'd be walking down the street, we'd rub on the head, and they'd be like, bow, wow. Oh, bow, wow. Cats and mice was getting saved and delivered. But one thing I used to hear the preacher say, he used to say these words in my little Baptist church. He said, this when he... He wanted to make sure the people didn't start leaving. He said, I'm getting ready to close. 15 minutes later, he said, I'm getting ready to close. Y'all don't hear me. About an hour later, he's like, oh, I'm getting ready to close. Yes, I am. And you know, I was sitting there as a little boy wondering, how many doors does this preacher have on this message? Because you know, at a certain time, the people of God want the preacher to be like Pharaoh and let God's people go. I'm about to let y'all go. Y'all know I love Christian television. How many of y'all love watching Christian television? I know y'all do. Yeah, I love watching Christian television. I watch Christian television so much that I start imitating some of the people I see on Christian television. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fred Price.
Listen, those of you watching me by television. Listen, some of you don't like what I'm teaching, but listen, that's why you're still broke.
And then I love after he do that, he said,
now listen, don't get offended. See, I didn't call your name.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rod Parsley. Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Rod Parsley, and I'm so excited to be with you today. Some of you listening and watching right now, looking down your long religious nose, I'm telling you, by the end of this night, you're going to be the main one dancing on top of the table with a lampshade on your head. Don't you worry, I'll be right back here tomorrow, right here on Breakthrough. Bishop Eddie Long. Pastor Joel Osteen.
Well, I'm just so excited to be here with you today. And just want to let you know that there's no reason to fight and get into strife. Just love your neighbor and just get along with them, because if you love your cat and if you love your dog and if you love your spouse, everything will be just fine, because there's no reason to fight. Just keep loving and keep going forward. I'm Pastor Joel Osteen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Tell three people and say, get ready. The devil mad now. He thought he had you, and now you're having a good time. Come on, tell him. Oh, yeah, clap your hands. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let us now go all the way to the island of Fiji with Pastor Benny Hinn. Precious people, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and sing it again. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thanks for your anointing. Just a whisper.
Listen, there's a lady, you're watching my television. I want to tell you something, keep watching.
My favorite part is when the praise reports come in, because I'm telling you, they're really excited. I love to hear the praise reports when they say, Pastor Benny, this lady says she's been standing in line for 3 days. She said when she got here that she couldn't hear well. Well, in the last few moments, she said that she can hear out of that ear. Hallelujah, we give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody like the Winans family? I like the Winans family, too. I like the Winans family. The Winans family can sing real good. I'm going to sing this and I'm going to close. Marvin Winans can make any song sound good. Marvin Winans can take his ABCs and you'll feel the Holy Ghost. Marvin Winans can sing his ABCs. He'll be singing ABC. EFG, AJ, LMNOP, yeah. Q, Robert S, C, U, B, W, X, Y, and there's a D, O. Now, I've said my heart. Hey, 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 tell me what you, oh, tell me what you think of me, Roro. Y'all remember, laughter is good medicine, so make sure you get your daily dose. Come on, put your hands together.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We are back in the studio. We are back in the building on tonight.
Yep.
Man, I tell you, it's laugh out loud. Tick tock, tick tock.
Yes.
Small Fry said, listen, Pastor Brent was humming. She said, the Holy Spirit told her, listen, tell him in another language, you know, tick tack, tick tack, tick tock.
I mean, I absolutely love that joke.
Yes, man. And then Roger Bryce, he came on with it.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I love these comedians because, you know, I had an opportunity to work with the stages for a lot of these Christian comedians.
Right.
And, Marcus D. Wiley, he was over at the Concord Church. And we did Steve Harvey out at Mega Fest. And,
uh-huh.
Boy, I tell you, ain't nothing like laughter, because laughter is a medicine.
It is.
And the only thing we want, man, to pay attention, only thing we want to... We want to do is the really just, you know, give you a stress buster.
Uh-huh.
And giving you a stress buster is just for, you know, you winding down. We're in different time zones.
Right.
And I tell you, somebody's maybe stressed out tonight, but you've been on this network tonight and you are, you know, you are just really relaxed and you're laughing out loud. You're probably even thinking about whatever you was thinking about in
right.
this hour and 30 minutes that we've been doing the show. But, man, we have had an impactful day.
It has been.
It has been a long day,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting ready to shut it down, but we want to thank all of you that came around the network on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to appreciate you that follow us every Sunday night, the E-Man After Show, and follow all the great shows. Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Deanne Lack,
yes.
and Pastor Jeremy Glenn, and to Miss mm-hmm. Kia D, and to all the summer shows that's getting ready to come. Man, It's a lot of great things that's getting ready to happen over here on the We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to all of you that the We Talk family. And listen on tomorrow night about 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You want to join We Talk Radio Network, it's the Kia D Unplugged Show.
Right.
Yes, and she'll be on the air live on tomorrow night. Show is unplugged. She do hot topics. She do great music, great conversation. So you guys want to join We Talk Radio Network for that show. Hopefully all you guys that listen to Brand New Day with Dionne Lack and Miss Emily Blue, you enjoyed that show. And then we just try to shut it down and give you a little stress buster on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Well, Amanda, we have had a blessed day and productive day. Once again, we want to shout out to to your nieces and nephews.
Yes, Shamarius Hill and Jamalus Prince.
Yes, and congratulations to them guys. Didn't he graduate from college? Because he graduated with high honors,
he did.
Right?
Yeah, he graduated with high honors. He received his associate's from North Lake College.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and then now he's graduating high school. He had two graduations to attend.
Oh, man, he... just a fine young man. I know his mother, and, his mother, which is your oldest sister, right?
Next to the oldest.
Next to the oldest, you know. They got to be peacock proud and high in half. Them parents today was just elated, elephant elated, and, you know, they was just proud of. And then the schools, they just put on a great, them alumni, they put on a great graduation on today.
They did.
I guess because I ain't been to one in so long.
They were so, it was just beautiful. Both of them, they were just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like you talked about the energy, I absolutely loved just what was coming from the kids, you know.
Right, right.
And also, you know, those that, the principals, the principals, you know, they spoke with so much confidence and concerned, you know, but they were very uplifting as well. So it was really good.
It was
just really good to be able to observe.
And so we're going to rest up this week because we got another one that, Friday night. We got my niece, she's graduating.
Yes.
And we'll be attending that. And I think we got one Sunday. I'm not for sure. But we'll be back next Sunday. And we'll get into all your masterclass stuff. You know,
okay.
You did an awesome masterclass on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit about that next Sunday night. But, man, we want to appreciate you guys for coming around the radio tonight, coming around the network. It has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Thank you all of you that follow us over from End of the Mentor Show. We had a great show over there.
Yes.
You know, so I guess you and Victoria will be back next Sunday night, huh?
We will be back next Sunday night.
We'll join the End of the Mentor Show next Sunday night. They done had a couple of nights off. So y'all come back next Sunday night, and, man, we're going to chop it up and hang out with you. But, Amanda, let's get ready to get on up out of here. I got a long week. You know, this is, let me say this here, you know, school is ending this week, and this is the last week of school for at least my school. A lot of people are, I think the 26th.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the last. It'll be a few people ending in June.
Okay.
But to all the parents and, you know, pay attention this week. Be safe. Keep your eyes open because this is the season and this is where a lot of crazy stuff start happening. Kids ready to get out of school. They not paying attention. They, you know, mind is somewhere else. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you got a loved one, you got a little child that's graduating, make sure this is the week you take them and pick them up.
Right.
You make sure you know what's going on. If they riding with somebody, know who they riding with. If they catching the bus, make sure – what time they say they getting out. If they getting out early, make sure that you know they getting out early.
Right.
Because the powers to be, the safety is real high, you know, with all the threats that have been going on and all of that type of stuff. So to all the teachers that have taught these students this year, kudos to you. Shout out to every teacher. Shout out to every administrator. Shout out to every principal. Man, because they have pulled into our kids because they have had a lot to deal with the tragedies and the shootings that's been going on this year. And so we just want to thank each and every one of you have graced this network on tonight. Me and Mandy are going to shut it down. We have had a blessed day and a blessed week. So, Mandy, let's thank Big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in us.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Be blessed, everybody.
Good night.
And keep laughing out loud. It's comedy night.
Yes. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Oh,
rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got no bone. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me.
Good night, everybody. Take us out, BB. BB King, just a little blue.
Rock me, baby.
Yes.
Rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Till I want no more.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.